Hello, lovely GWA people. This cynical pumpkin and I decided it's time we sit down and have a chat again. since I haven't been really active for the past months, but this thing is always fun. Questionnaires are always super fun. So what I chose is the... Hold on. Petal's third questionnaire. I was just kind of startled because her name is not Baby Petal anymore. I was sure I did the first one, so I clicked at the second one first, but then I saw this question about what is in your shower, like soaps and stuff, and I realized I talked about the soap in my shower on here before, and I remember it being really, really awkward. So we talk. So this is the third question to you. Enjoy. First question, how do you feel about visible neck hickeys? I actually had a conversation about this with a good friend of mine a few days ago because she came back from a party with a hickey on her neck, and she kept it covered up and everything, and I was nosy and I was like, hold on, I want to see this, because I feel like it's weird to me that there is this kind of shame to it, like who decided that you're not supposed to visibly show that you have been made out with in an aggressive way. Because that's how hickeys happen, right? I never got one myself. I like giving them, though. Yeah, so I feel like it should be destigmatized, I guess. Show your hickeys and be proud of them. Second question, do you prefer carpet, wood, or floor tiling? Definitely wood. Wood and carpet, probably. What I've got on the ground in my flat right now is some kind of weird plastic stuff. I don't even know if there is an English word for it. A linoleum, I guess it is. And it's bugging the hell out of me. But I also... I also can't really, like, put carpet in here because I'm only rented in here. So this isn't even my flat. Third, do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? Me and eggs have a rather ambivalent relationship. Mostly because I am a vegetarian and... Back when I still lived at home, my mother would cook lunch that highly relied on meat because my dad loves to eat meat. And she'd always just substitute the meat for me with with an egg, with a fried egg. And I couldn't see it after a while, so... I don't actively go out to buy eggs, but I just kind of end up with them. A few months ago, a roommate of mine moved out, and she couldn't take, she really liked eggs, but she couldn't take the ones like she had in the fridge. So she just left them, and I think we still have them in our fridge because another girl moved in here. And we're once again three people, but no one really, really wants to eat those eggs. Me neither. My mom, however, makes a really, really good omelette. I love it. I feel like this is such a... Four... Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you have a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? No. Well, that's not quite true. That's not quite true because I remember I had a lot of political discussions with my ex-boyfriend. But we were like, there were some things we like disagreed on, but it wasn't extreme that we had extremely different views. And I don't think I could do that. No. What was the other question? Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? No, I know I'm not that kind of person. I know for me it suffices that someone that someone is sympathetic to me and sexually attractive too. However, I've learned that with myself, with romantic attraction, also comes sexual attraction for me. So, yeah. What are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video Two Girls, One Cup versus what you thought of it when you first saw it? If you've never seen it, you can skip this one. Oh well, I remember it was like, I read it online that everyone was making jokes about it, but I didn't really see what it was, what it's about until I looked the video up myself. And I think I managed like 30 seconds in, then I was just like, nope, this is not my thing. And I think I feel the same. This is really, really, really not my thing. 6. What is your skincare routine? That's a really nice question. I actually used to have really bad acne as a teenager. And when I first visited my dermatologist, she gave me pills and a cream to apply every evening. And that worked out for a while. Then I started taking the contraception pill, and my dermatologist told me to tell my doctor that I needed one that was especially made for people with like bad skin, so that they could dose the hormones right. I could get one like that. But the one I got was really, really terrible on my nerves. It got me really depressed and really angry at all times. And that was when I had my final exams in school. So I couldn't put up with that. I went to my doctor and asked her to give me a different one, which I use until today. And that is going pretty good. And it keeps my acne intact, I think. Other than that, I don't do really anything special. I learned that you cleanse, which means you use something to get off the makeup and basically cleanse your skin. Then you put on a toner and then you moisturize. And that's what I do. In the evening and semi-regularly in the mornings, because I'm someone who oversleeps. It's terrible. If GWA had suddenly became a place where its content creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submission received, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? Oh god, that would be, I'm just thinking that for quite some people it would be quite lucrative. If that is a word that exists in English, I think it is. Couldn't really deal like with sponsorship announcements at the end of audios, like with like they do sometimes in YouTube videos, but instead of Audible, it's like internet sex shops or something. How would this affect me and my future posts? well, I guess it'd be cool to get paid for it, and but I'm not sure if I'd like this whole commercial thing. And I definitely wouldn't rely on it as my primary source of income. I guess if I wanted to make a lot of money, I could always go and make really weird audios, because for some reason the weird ones are always the most popular ones. Like, I was really surprised how well people took in the last one I did. No Hidden Advertisements, which is about a spider girl and face-sitting. And it has, I think it has around 50 upvotes now, and I didn't think people would like it that much. I thought it was really, really weird, but apparently that's what people want. 8. Is what you have built so far on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance for you? I've been gone from GWA for like 2 months. But I kind of always planned on coming back. Like, I, even if it was like sporadically, and I would just maybe upload once every 2 months, it isn't really something I think I would want to quit, or would want to quit just yet. Is it important to me? Yes. In what ways, I can't quite describe right now. It feels like a productive outlet. It motivates me to write, which I like to do, but don't do as often as I should. Makes me write scripts and be creative. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Are you currently ready for a child? Nope, not at all. Not at all. Next question. Is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? No. There isn't really a meaning, except I thought it sounded cool. Sorry for everyone who waited for a big reveal or something. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time and more than the others? I actually bought new shoes just really recently, because an old pair of sneakers I used to wear all the time broke, and I now have a cute new pair of sneakers, and I also have a pair of like what looks like flat man shoes, and I like those a lot. I think they're really cute. Also, the sneakers aren't really as practical as you think they should be when they are sneakers, but they tend to, how do I put this, wrap themselves into the back of my ankle. Then I get bruises there. I think that's really terrible. I didn't have that when I tried them on because of socks or something. 12. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what color your eyes were, how tall you were, would it be easy for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? Yes. I think it'd be easy for me to answer because I personally cannot really like make a face, an accurate face, out of all those little details. Like, I can make like a stylized version of what I think the person looks like, but it is usually not their real face. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. What is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Have to look up the word splurge. Give me a second. This is a short intermission. The word splurge means Oh, okay. No, don't. It keeps opening up ads, even though I have ad blocker installed on my computer, because my dad tried to update the security software, and he installed a bunch of other things, you know, the ones you can like, or you can untick the boxes at the end, and he didn't untick them. Yeah. What is something you must splurge on? The first thing that comes to mind is my magic wand. Like, I bought one a few weeks ago, and it's the absolutely best thing. I was never really one to come on vibrators, but this wand really does a good job. Although I really have to see that I don't overdo it, because then I cannot feel my clit for like 2 days. But it's fun. So that's something worth investing in, definitely. Fourteen, would you consider doing a meetup with someone you met off of GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Maybe. Yeah, maybe I would do that. I mean, I need to know and be sure of myself that they are like a physical person and not someone they say they're not. And I need to verify their non-serial killerness, although I think it's kind of hard to do that sometimes. With someone I really like talking to, I consider it, yeah. Do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? That's a good question. If I was to find out that my significant other did something like that, I don't think I'd consider it cheating, but I would definitely be kind of hurt. Yeah, I'm possessive like that. During sexy times, during sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady or on yourself if you are a lady who's not into ladies. If you're not a lady who's not into ladies, you can skip this question. French maid outfit, man's dress shirt, Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse uniform, black lace, brown panties. Oh God. How do I? I'm just going to go the other way around because it's easier for me and go from least arousing to most arousing. Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse outfit, black lace brown panties, French maid outfit, man's dress shirt. There we go. 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? No, because I'm shy. Because I'm way too shy. And most of you beautiful people don't even live on my continent. I don't know, I guess I wouldn't. I guess I wouldn't really dare, no. Oh. 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. What do you choose? This is awful. Like, how? Oh my God, I have to think about this. I don't know why the crust still on is such a big deal. I guess I'd go for the bread. This is a stupid question. No offense. I'm just being irrational. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? It is, this is difficult to explain because it sounds like bullshit to me. It's kind of true, but I also guess it's kind of true. I guess the storm makes you appreciate the rainbow more. But I'm not sure if I can apply this to my own life really well. Because I'm someone who gets easily excited about things like rainbows. So it's not quite bullshit, but just a little bit. 20. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? No. My first cell phone was a Nokia. Really classic. But it was not one of the really old ones. But mine already had like a color display and a camera, which was fancy. I remember it got stolen on a school trip back in the day. And then I had like a really classic Nokia without a camera and a, well, black whitish display. And no, I couldn't be satisfied with that right now. I'm just way too pampered and way too spoiled with my iPhone. Which I'm recording this on right now, so if I did have my old Nokia, I needed to go get another microphone immediately. Does a sexual or romantic partner's height matter to you? That's an interesting question, because I am a woman who is slightly above average tall. And I also have a bit of a size kink, I guess. I don't know. I am into tall guys, definitely. But there is a guy I used to hook up with quite often who was quite small. Well, he was quite small for the guys I used to date before. He was a bit shorter than me. I think like an inch, maybe an inch shorter than me. And yeah. I thought it was hot too. Because he was an inch taller. What is up with me today? He was an inch shorter than me, and he was like really skinny and a bit tiny compared to me, and that kind of gave me a dominant rush, which he liked a lot. That fit very well into our relationship. Also, short girls are the cutest. And tall girls are great. Oh my god. Okay, next question. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I don't think there is such a thing as being too young to know what love is. Because, how do I put this? In a Western society we live in, it's quite common to experience like love from when you're small on, because you experience your parents' love, also though it's kind of how do I put this? In our Western society, it's common for us to receive love from a young age, although it's peripheral, the love we receive from our parents. but it's still something we feel, or at least something I think I felt. So I think a concept of love exists like really early. Talking about romantic love, that might be a whole different thing. I don't know. Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Definitely. As you get to know them, definitely. I fell out of love with a lot of people after getting to know them properly. But sometimes there is also... It's weird because I feel like with some people there isn't even the option to fall out of love. No matter how much they hurt you, this is getting too philosophical. You know what I mean. It's... Yeah. It is definitely possible, but love is really fucking weird. Think about it. What's the next thing? Would you be able to make a turkey all on your own? No, and nobody expects me to because I'm a single student who is still moderately young and also a vegetarian. Nobody expects me to do that. And I would like to continue this life. Do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, do you plan on drinking when you're able to? I am old enough to drink where I'm at. Do I like the taste of alcohol? No. I'm really a cocktail person. Like, what I can manage is vodka with orange juice. I drink that quite a lot. But there needs to be a lot of orange juice in there. So, no. I'm the kind of person who usually gets drunk to rid herself of her shyness and get along with other drunk people. Because I couldn't do both of that sober. Could you integrate a caregiver little dynamic or a master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship? Or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? If you are into either of these, what is the last song you listened to? I'm gonna answer both of them. Fight me. I guess it's kind of, to me, the concept of it is quite romantic, but I don't think I could pull that through outside of the bedroom. I mean, I'm not even... I'm not sure if I consider myself a switch anymore. Because I haven't switched in like a long time. And it kind of doesn't appeal to me anymore. I don't know. I wouldn't even consider myself to be a really strict dominant. Or a dominant who's super into protocols. I'm more the fun, teasing, kind of like a mean child kind, if that makes sense. I guess I would consider it and I'd come to the conclusion that I'd rather not talk about it like that. The last song I listened to was by the band Modern Baseball, and I think it was called Coke. Like, it was COOKEE, and I have never heard this song before, but I was listening to them because I actually see them live tomorrow and I'm really excited. Yeah. 26, do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? What I used to wear quite a lot is Victoria's Secret Aqua Kiss body spray, but I've been wearing it for so long that kind of wore off, and now it still only smells like alcohol. So I exchanged that for something I've got of Bath and Body Works a long time ago when I was in the USA. Don't ask me what it is. I think it's warm cinnamon something. At least it makes me smell like a cinnamon bun. It makes me want to eat myself. So, do have that what you will. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? Hands-free is such a weird term because I can have an orgasm from without putting a hand to my clit by just having my wampus down there for 15 minutes, but I don't think that's what's meant. Without any physical stimulation, no. I can't do that. Do you think you'll be living in the same place in the next 5 years? No. The apartment I'm in now, I only live here for like my bachelor's degree. And when I do my master's, I will hopefully probably most certainly move. Yeah. And then since it's in 5 years, I'll have my bachelor's degree in like 2 years. And then I'll have my master's degree, if everything works out, in another 2 years. And then I'm gonna move wherever, because I'm free from academia. 29. Would you ever try, have you ever tried a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? It's a good question. I've never tried something like that before. And I guess it builds character. I guess I could do it for like 3 days. Maybe 5, depending on who I'm there with. If they don't annoy the hell out of me. Could you go vegan? If you're all vegan, how did you start? And was it difficult originally? I mentioned this before, I'm vegetarian. And I could go vegan if I wasn't that much into gummy bears and cheese. Also milk. I guess there are like substitute products, but they don't really do it for me. I could see myself going vegan, but it's simply that I don't want to at this point. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes, the rest of your life will be this way. Oh, God. Well, I guess then it'd be my partner, because I know how to get myself off. And I guess they could still watch, and it would still be very intimate. Yeah. What other subreddits do you frequent? Not many, really. I've spent a lot of time reading up and down our social engineering. I'm sometimes in our BBW Gone Wild and the male equivalent for obvious reasons. And what else? I've also got my own subreddit, but then again, this is super not a hidden advertisement. Would you rather be without your tongue or without your teeth? Oh my God. This is weird. I guess I could... I guess I could still kind of talk with only my tongue, although it would sound weird. And I could still taste if I still had my tongue. I could taste all that fluid food I would eat because I didn't have teeth to chew everything. Yeah, I still choose to keep my tongue. 34, last question. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet is either your own audios or laggy, pixelated porn with no sound. I cannot masturbate to myself. I have way too many complexes for that. So I'll choose the laggy pixelated porn with no sound, please and thank you. That was it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it gave you an insight, or you killed a good, what was that, 15 minutes, I think, maybe. And yeah. Bye. Have a good day.